This is an Iowa Pork Congress report. I'm Dennis Morris. This report is being sponsored by Gengler Feeds of Remsen and by Automated Production Systems of Sioux City. Pork prices have declined within the last few months, mainly due to the lost Chinese market due to the imposed trade tariffs, and an agricultural economist who spoke at the Iowa Pork Congress doesn't see conditions improving much, at least not in the short term. Dr. Steve Meyer with Kearns & Associates said on Wednesday that there is a lot of uncertainty with the world's pork outlook.
Well, there are a lot of things, kind of balls in the air as we go through into 2019. One of the things we know for certain, though, is we have very good 2018 crops that have left us in a situation for a cost of production that's pretty good. I mean, our model based on Iowa State University's parameters is down in the low 60s for the better producers out there, probably in the upper 60s for the average producer. So that's one we know. From there, we don't know a lot. And the big source of uncertainty right now is what's going on with African swine fever in China. It's spread throughout most of the country. We think the situation there is much worse than what the official reports have been. Most of our contacts there think that they could have significant production losses in the second half of 2019, to the tune that their food inflation might get out of control. So they're probably going to be in the world market for pork. We have the tariff situation that's standing in the way of us right now.
The agricultural economist says that if the African swine fever should ever strike the United States pork industry, it would have devastating effects on prices paid to producers.
Of course, that's almost unthinkable, but if it does, we have 23% of our production that can't be exported. It has to clear the market here and probably would push prices to extremely low levels. So a huge amount of risk going into 2019 on both ends of the price distribution, and one that's kind of difficult to manage because it has caused the volatility of markets to increase, and so that increases the premiums that the sellers of options, puts and call options, want for their products. And so it's a difficult situation.
Meyer says that there is some good news with regards to the pork outlook.
And the good thing is we have reasonably strong demand. Our exports are still up for last year, and we think they're going to grow this year. Matter of fact, they could grow robustly if China is in the market. We still have opportunities to hedge hogs at profitable prices, and we think that producers ought to be trying to find a way to put a floor under prices, maybe with put options, and then leave some topside available to themselves in this market in case the China thing gets very good.
He says although the Chinese market has been down, he says other nations have been stepping up to purchase U.S. pork.
Well, in 2018, actually, we more than made up for it, okay? China exports were down 27%, but Korea was up 39%. Colombia was up 41%. The Dominican Republic was up over 20%. Exports to Mexico actually grew in volume through October last year. We don't have November, December data yet, but they were actually up, and that's in spite of tariffs there. Now, the value product down there was a little bit down. Our exports to Japan have grown slightly, so we had a number of markets that grew that more than made up for the Chinese situation in 2018, and some of those markets are going to continue to grow.
Meyer says the pork producers have, though, lost some opportunities with the United States not involved with the Pacific Partners Trade Agreement, and he says work also still needs to be done on a new proposed NAFTA trade agreement. This has been an Iowa Pork Congress report sponsored in part by Gengler Feeds of Remsen and Automated Production Systems of Sioux City.